the touch of God in the first segment, which is the segment where we had the song, and I'm sure we'll have the touch of God again. We are looking at the products of God's power. Psalm 62 verse 11, he said, God had spoken once, twice have I heard these, that power belongeth unto God. God has spoken once, twice have I heard these, that power belongeth unto God. Our objective tonight is to understand what the power of God has to deliver. What does God's power have to deliver? The power of God is one of the most precious possessions that anybody can have. The power of God is one of the most prized possessions that anybody can possess. The power of God is one of the most important equipment that the child of God can carry on the journey of life and destiny. What has the power of God got to deliver? Number one, the capacity to prevail over the forces of life. The capacity to prevail over the forces of life. In the first service, we read Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. Where Jacob received the power with God and with men, and he prevailed. In this service, we shall look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, where Samuel anointed David, and the Spirit of God or power came upon him. And in 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 49 to verse 50, David put in the strength of the anointing he just received in chapter 16. He met Goliath. He put his hand in his bag. He took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David again prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. The difference between travailing and prevailing in life is power. Whether you are going to travel through life or you are going to prevail in life, the difference is power. The presence of power means you prevail. The absence of power means you travel. Listen, it takes power to win the battles of life. The battles of your life will answer to power. And how many of you know that we wrestle? The Bible said we wrestle. Whether you like it or not, you are wrestling. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the fact is that we wrestle. And these battles will serve no notice. You will not be informed that a witch or a wizard or a wicked man
who shakes hands with people to paralyze them is about to shake hands with you. Nobody will inform you ahead of time.
Suddenly you found yourself and the man is greeting you and maybe hugging you and maybe embracing you and maybe, oh,
how are you? Long time.
And you didn't know what he carried. Nobody will inform you that the vehicle you are about to enter is being driven by a blood-sucking agent of the devil who is looking for blood to carry. So you need power. When David went to the battle, he was not preparing to fight Goliath. They sent him to give food to his brothers, not to go and fight. He just happened to meet fight. And he fought the fight because he came with power. In order not to end as a victim, in order not to die like chicken, you need power. And I speak to someone here today by the mantle with which I preach. Every satanic power looking for you to kill shall die your death. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Every satanic power looking for you to finish you shall die your death. Somebody shout power.
Take your seat. It takes power to prevail. That's the capacity. What will the power do for you? Number two is the capacity to overcome resistance and take delivery of your possessions. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth you power to get well. So it takes power to get what is yours. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 16. It said, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men, powerful men, retain riches. Joshua chapter 19 verse 47 to 48. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went out to fight against Lishem and took it and smote it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and dwelt therein and called Lishem Dan after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. Beloved, what is yours does not come to you because you deserve it. It comes to you because you demand it. Nobody says, I deserve to have a child, or I deserve to have a cow, I deserve this, or I deserve that. You don't, it's not by deserving it, it's by demanding it. If it is a matter of deserving it, there are many people here who deserve to have been married by now, or deserve to have whatever it is now. You demand it. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by crying. The violent taketh it by force. What you take is determined by the force you release. Take your seat. What you are going to take out of this life is determined by the force you are ready to deploy. What you are going to take out of this life, what you are going to take in God, is determined by the level of spiritual force you are willing to unleash. The violent take it not by crying. The violent take it not by begging. The violent take it not by sentiments. The violent take it by force.
God speaking to anybody here? Somebody take your seat. You know, I told you, if you ever watch some of these things, animal life at times, you'll be shocked at what happens. One day my wife and I watched how a big lion entered into the pride of lions. The pride of lion is composed of the male lion with lionesses and the children, and the male is in charge. And suddenly this male lion, don't know where he came from, entered this pride of lions and met the male, another male who was already in charge. Engaged it in a fight. Fought it so brutally, nearly killed the guy. Until the guy left with a limping leg and one leg. He had to find his level. While this new lion took charge of the lionesses and everything and became and took control. And the camera kept showing the dispossessed man just limping and on his way to look for where to survive. I learned something that day. That this world does not belong to the timid. It doesn't belong to the timid, to the pessimistic. It doesn't belong to people without backbone. And this lion, this new lion, takes charge of this pride of lions. And once every 8 hours, 5 to 8 hours, it roars. And the roar is communicated about 8 kilometers radius. For every animal around to know that there is a king in the territory. In case grace is worrying you, let it worry you to another place. I am in charge here. And he keeps on doing that. It is called territorial maintenance. Am I communicating at all? All truths are parallel. As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. If there is anything that is yours, that is not in your hands yet, it means you need a fight. You need a spiritual force in order to take what is yours. And I am here today to announce, you shall be moved forward with force to take what it's yours. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Where we are, what God has helped us and is still helping us, because the journey is still very far. There's some level of brutal forcefulness. What you saw happening on the road there with that golden roof there, it's not by accident. It took the devil absolutely by surprise. And the surprise, he hasn't recovered from it yet. Till eternity can't recover from it. Far beyond imagination. And fly can't fly concerning that matter. Am I communicating? There is something that is yours, no doubt. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. He has blessed us. Not that he will bless us. He has blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has since blessed us with all spiritual blessings that are meant to translate into physical materials in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why is it not yet in your hands? There is somebody who doesn't want you to have it.
Because he knows how much your life will change. He knows how much you are going to serve God. He knows how many people's life you are going to change. He knows how much the gospel is going to spread. So he doesn't want you to have what is yours. But that devil is a liar. Because from this moment, fire, fervency, and power is going to come upon you. And you are going to fight and take what is yours. Somebody shout power.
Your seat in the presence of the Lord. Why? What does the power of God impact the child of God to achieve? Number three is the capacity to fulfill divine mandate and purpose. The capacity to fulfill divine mandate and purpose. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, where we read already, David was anointed by Samuel to become who God wanted him to become. Divine mandates always attract enemy battles. Divine assignments always attract enemy harassments. What God wants you to become is a pain to the devil. That is why he said in Proverbs 19 verse 21, there are many devices in the heart of a man, and that includes demons. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Which means that the counsel of the Lord, or the plan and the purpose of God for your life, is in confrontation with some forces. Many of us, every fight you have ever experienced in your life is not because of who you are now, but who you are to become. The devil is not afraid of where you are. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been fighting Joseph, because he was nothing. He was nothing. When his brethren sold him to slavery, he was nothing. When Potiphar's wife took him into prison, he was a houseboy. What, you jail a houseboy for what? It was not who he was, but who he was to become. The devil smells destiny. The heavier it is, the more they fight. Why were they fighting David, small boy, number 8 child in the family? He had not achieved anything. Yet they pushed this small boy to go and be fighting lions and be fighting bears. When it was time to anoint a king, they forgot about him. He was so forgotten until with his mouth he said, when my father and my mother forsake me. Psalm 27 verse 10. The Lord will pick me up. That was how forsaken and abandoned David was. How many of you know that when people hate you, it's your mother who draws you close? Yes. Your mother or your father, they are the ones who reassure you, forget you are not a bad boy. In this case, mother and father joined in rejecting David. Why? Because he had a future too massive for the devil to accommodate. The devil using those people, and some of those people fighting you is the devil using them. The devil using those people foresaw the future, and he says, I can't tolerate. This boy can't become this thing. It will be too much for me to handle. But whether the devil likes it or not, it came to pass. That is why you need the power. That is why you need the fire. That is why you need the anointing. So that the fear of the devil can come to pass. Everything the devil is fearing concerning you, it shall come to pass. I announce to somebody here today, the fear of the devil regarding you, your family, your children, your loved ones, that fear shall come to pass. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at somebody else. I say, you need the power. You need the power. You need the power to fulfill your destiny. You need the power your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is God speaking to anybody here today? On my journey of life, I had some confrontations. After I finished school, I couldn't go straight. And then I went to A-levels. I finished A-levels, got my points in physics, biology, chemistry. I had at least a point higher than the point it took to go to medicine by direct entry. And yet, I couldn't get admission. Hello? Maybe you are here battling with such issues. You are in good company. I was forced to stay at home for 1 year with excellent result. After I had already lost a year by the process I went through, by the time I was going to go, my classmates, original classmates, would have been 2 years ahead. But I went. And what happened to the devil was that that 1 year I stayed at home was my Bible school. I was ruggedized and grugudized. Am I speaking to somebody here? And then God catafired me and catashot me into the university, and I went through like a volcano. Today I don't have one person that is in front in any realm. Not one that is in front in any realm. Not one. Of anybody that I said went ahead. Not one. By God's mercies. Everything the devil was afraid of has happened to the devil. Somebody shout power. Shout it loudest. Power. I prophesy upon your life today. Freshness of power is coming upon your life, and the fear of the devil shall come upon him. Shout yes. Take your seat. I said in the first service, the power did not just belong to pastors. It didn't just belong to evangelists. It didn't just belong to apostles and prophets. If you want to become anything useful in the hands of God, you need power. Number four is the capacity to rescue souls and change lives for God. The capacity to rescue souls and change lives for God. We read Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And how many of us want to change lives for God? That capacity to rescue souls and change lives for God lies in power. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses. The word witness is proof producer. A witness produces proofs. A witness produces evidence. You shall be proof producers. You shall be an evidence producer. You shall be an opinion changer. Is God speaking to somebody here? And it takes power. You can't change another person's life without power. You cannot preach with impact without power. You cannot affect your generation without power. You need power. The capacity to rescue souls and change lives. And finally, is the capacity to take territories and disciple domains. Take territories and disciple domains. Exodus chapter 4 verse 17, God speaking to Moses said, you shall take this rod in your hand, and with it you shall do signs. That is, I give you power to go and discipline Egypt. I believe there are people seated here today that are territory takers. If you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, he shall make you the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you read all the way, the Lord shall set you on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come. And then I'll read all the way to verse 7. And you shall be the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. Take it down all the way to verse 13. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. You shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. You cannot be above without power. It takes power to take charge. It takes power to take charge. There are so many occultic people, diabolic people that are in charge of various realms. That is a misnomer. It's a contradiction, a contradistinction. It's an abomination. Any realm where you are found, you are meant to be in charge. In your family, no agent of the devil is to have more influence than yourself. In the place where you work and where you live, don't forget what I said. It takes power to take charge. When David was anointed, he took charge. When the women began to sing, they say Saul slew his thousands and David has slain his 10,000s. He took charge. Beloved brothers and sisters, I'd like you to make up your mind tonight that you are taking charge for God. Taking a whole community for God. A whole village for God. A whole territory for God. And what is the secret of power? The lifestyle of prayer. Kalaratis. Lekoko bagajana kalatiferitisaka. Luke chapter 9, verse 29. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. As he prayed, power fell. James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. And 18, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Read the King James, the amplified version of James chapter 5 verse 16. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Dynamic. It makes tremendous power. So every time you are doing lakata kabraga dagaja galatish leketike frika tuka juka laga lakaprakata kaseketeke vriga dagala, you are making power available. Continuous, heartfelt. To run out of prayer is to run out of power. To be too busy to pray is to be in a hurry to fail. Jaka lekeke parosh lakwata ikagana okokoratatas. He said, you are making tremendous power available that is dynamic in operation, which means it has the capacity to move. It is like a dynamo, an electric motor, a perpetual motion machine that generates energy by motion. The more it moves, the more it has more energy to keep moving. Lagwa shekokobaras. Letete okoko barakatasa kakala tefere ikoto agada alatafe ikakasha la koko badarakasa tata. It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its operation. Those who are weak at the place of prayer are weak in power. That's right. To toy with prayerlessness is to embrace powerlessness. Am I communicating at all? So somebody running in the morning can't pray because he has a business appointment. Somebody running, he has no time. It's powerlessness. We live in a very wicked world. You can't afford to be powerless. That interview you are going, you don't know where the other person went before he came for the interview. Hello?
The people you are going to meet at that interview,
you don't know the sacrifices they offered. You don't know what their babalawo and mamalawo and boyalawo and gelalawo and babyalawo asked them to bring. And they brought it. And they came.
And you are there, bankrupt and naked and empty and vacant and denuded
and divested. Nothing inside. They say the devil is after you. The devil can't be after you. You are the one to be after the devil.
You need to come to the point where the devil is saying, what can I do about this man? He won't leave me alone.
Somebody say amen. Is God speaking to anybody at all?
If tonight you are unable to sleep on time because you are praying,
perfect.
I like you to wind your engine back. To wind yourself until you come to a point where you have overcome inertia and you have engaged momentum. Do you know in those days where they used to ride moblet? You know moblet? That is like bicycle. Eh? You wind it like bicycle, and when you wind it sufficiently, then the engine comes on, and then it begins to take you. Even if you don't do like this again, it's taking you because the engine comes on. How many of you know about the village bicycle? The more you pedal it, the more the headlight shines. If you increase the speed, the headlight shines brighter. How many of you know the old lorries in those ancient days in the 70s, 60s? They used to wind like this. Agbegilodo. The Yoruba lorry. I'm sure you remember it. You wind it like this, you wind it like this, you wind it like this until the engine comes on. That then it starts moving. You don't need to wind anymore. You just make sure you apply fire and it keeps going. That is how some of us need to bring our spiritual life. You didn't wind your engine for a long time. You used to pray 1, 2, 3 hours, but now you can't even pray 15 minutes. So you have to wind that engine back. Is God speaking to somebody here? Stand up on your feet with a loud shout of power. In the spirit for 1 minute, may shoko bagash leteke degediga lagayaga dagalagadash lete be upstanding everywhere you are kakashte leke perete koko bagadagalaya hadista leke paranagadashte kekeberu nogayadish letire me mine me menine gegeyadashta lete frete suni minalo gavero na mite ferine gayatatash. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Be upstanding everywhere. In this sanctuary, in the gallery, the overflows. Be upstanding. Latara ne mina gagayadayash lete ferine mamana gagayadish lora tazene menedile teferine gadash teferine gada salama maragadialanash leretozi telemene gadadayash leretes kenimanas kelomaradagashta kelomaranagashta lene meredegialanashta lete fete kekegedinia kekegedinia lete ferine minis telemene gubia le ferry tini manaya tagalagania le perana hasatele de beredia la la la. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, Father,
I ask
for
a fresh baptism
of power,
the spirit of prayer,
the
spirit of prayer,
fresh power,
fresh fire,
fresh power.
fire for intercession. To pray fervently and aggressively. I receive that fire, that power tonight. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Sina Magadayalisto Lamaranis Kenemegadialash Letters Kira Morana Teledeverini Colana Maradish Le Casa Romanasa Kelenenia Le Rosi Nimana Kaladi Veronasa Kadalamanish. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. And then lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive fresh fire.
I receive fresh fire.
Fresh power.
Fresh power.
To prevail over the forces of life. I receive power to overcome resistance
and take delivery
of my possessions.
I receive power
to fulfill my purpose in life, to become everything you want me to be.
I receive the power
to rescue souls, to change lives for God. I receive the power to take territories, to disciple domains for God. I receive that power. I receive that power. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I receive the power. Maya Gadile Nemeronaya Ladish. Lete frete sina la dere te fino godosolish. Le paranagaste le ferene menegaja. Lagoranis televerenida sala lavaranis. Lorote se fride galline memerenanas. Lates che fina da lone merone gagadile ferenine gagalalas. I receive it. I receive. I receive. Fresh fire. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, lift your hands and ask, Father, shift me to a higher level of spirituality, spiritual fervency, spiritual intensity. A higher level, Lord. A higher level, Lord. A higher level, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. A higher level. A higher level of spiritual fire and intensity. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And all first timers, and sorry, all those who I gave a call at first. I'm giving a call again. You want to make it right with God completely. You want your ways to be right with God. You want your sins forgiven. You want to rededicate your life to God. And you want to say, today shall be a new day for me. Forward ever, backward never. Wherever you are, pick up your Bibles and your bags and quickly come forward here. Those who came out at first, you might come out again. If you believe that you need to absolutely rededicate yourself to God and surrender your life to God and have your sins forgiven, you can come back out again. God,
we declare this as communion of power.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. Every demon of lukewarmness, laziness, prayerlessness, defeat, timidity, cowardice,
by the power of this communion, their power is broken. The requisite spiritual audacity, ferocity, brutality, stick to itiveness, bulldog tenacity to take what is yours is released now.
In the name of the Father
and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Whatever is working contrary to your destiny is deleted. From the crown of your head, the power to fulfill destiny, to prevail over the forces of life, to take your possession, to change lives and deliver souls, to take territories for God, is released upon you now. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Those of you on your knees, pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Make me a new person. Deliver me from the power of sin. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you to get the hold of the enemy. And the request to live for God is to live for God. Go forth, live for God, serve God. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and let's celebrate. I'm satisfied. Now be released in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. From this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely his goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
You have made the Lord my hope, great power. You have made the peace.